So Vegas is always a really good time, right? When's the last time you were in Vegas?
A year and a half ago? Yeah, a while ago.
I haven't been to Vegas in a while. You know what, man? My mom is in Las Vegas right now partying it up with like 9 of her girlfriends.
My girl's trip to Vegas?
Yeah, man. Let's call them up right now. Let's see if my mom is actually up. We should have my dad on the phone too going, where the hell are you, Chris?
Hello?
Viva Las Vegas! Mom!
Hi, honey. How are you?
What are you doing up this early? You're in Las Vegas. You should be just getting home right now.
Well, it's almost 6 o'clock in Vegas, and we just got up. And we have to go to McDonald's for breakfast.
Yes, you do.
You got to soak up all that alcohol, huh?
Yes, somebody's got to.
Vegas has the most amazing like buffets for breakfast, and your mom's going to McDonald's.
Hell yeah. Save some cash. Now, I'm calling actually on behalf of Dad. He wants me to check up on you. A couple questions he had. Did you go to Thunder Down Under last night?
Actually, I did walk right by it.
And you kept on walking, hopefully?
Yes, I did. I got lost in a casino, and so I just happened to walk by their show.
You got lost in a casino? That's the better story. What happened there?
I made a wrong turn.
Was it alcohol-based, Mom? Don't lie now. You're live on the radio.
Well, no, it wasn't alcohol-based. At that time. Later on, it was.
Are you still drunk right now, Mom?
No.
Are you winning any money? That was the second question that Dad wanted me to ask you.
No, yesterday was terrible. I lost all my money. I had to go into a new envelope.
A new envelope? So
let me explain it really quick. My mom has envelopes for every day that she's in Vegas. She gives herself like an allowance how much she can spend every single day in Vegas.
That's right.
So now you can't spend anything today because you already spent today's envelope?
No, I did not spend today's envelope. But I did have to go into Saturdays.
Oh, Saturdays.
I had some money left over from Saturdays.
Remember when I was a little kid and I always used to ask to borrow money? Mom, do you need to borrow some money right now?
So far, I'm good for today because we haven't gone down to the casino yet.
So what are you gambling? What is your game in Las Vegas?
Penny slots.
There you go.
Penny slots.
Yeah, but when you play them for 50 cents, 80 cents, $1.20. So they're really not a penny.
Only if there's enough money in the envelope.
That's right.
The high roller you are, Mom. The high roller.
I know. I try hard.
Let your voice be heard. Call Stiles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
So you're about to... So we all have crazy Las Vegas stories. Call us up, man. We want to hear them. 312-946-4995. Good morning. It's Stiles and Roman, and I'm Dougie Stiles. My mom is out in Las Vegas right now. She's having like a girls' trip, and we just called her. It didn't sound like we woke her up. I think she was just coming back from Dre's because it's about 6 a.m. out in Vegas.
Your mom is in Vegas. My mom will never go to Vegas because she's scared to fly. Hasn't been on a plane in 40 years. So I don't have to worry about
she
that.
She can drive. She can drive
That's
down to Vegas.
That's a long drive. Good morning, Leanne from Bolingbrook. Tell us your Vegas story.
So one time we were in Vegas and we had partied pretty hard. So we're all feeling pretty good. So we thought a nap was in order. So we all go up to our room and my fiance is in his hotel room. In the bathroom, and then I leave and I prop the door open so I can go get some ice in our ice bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's super worried about where I went, so he peeks out the door and he sees me walking back with the ice bucket, but then he forgets to prop back the door and
yes.
slams shut on us.
Locked out!
Yeah, exactly. So then I have to go all the way down to get a new key, and it wasn't even under my name, so it was this big to-do. So the security had to come up to our room and check my fiance's ID, and he was super drunk that he was like pulling out his credit cards instead of his ID.
Isn't that the worst, too, when you check into a hotel and you go all the way to your room and then you swipe the card and it comes up red on your door? You're like, ah!
Yes, it's so bad.
You get a lot of steps in on your Fitbit, though.
That's true.
We got Nikki joining the show this morning. She's cruising on the Dan Ryan. We're talking crazy things that happened to you in Las Vegas. Talk to us this morning, Nick.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning after we were at the club all night. And my brother-in-law loves to play craps. I've never played before. And he's like, yeah, just throw the dice. So I was threw it a couple times. I was doing good. One time I threw it, bounced off the table, and got lost in a tree. And they were like, yeah, I think it's time to go to bed.
They got lost in a tree.
Yeah, I got lost in like one of the fake trees that they had. No one could find it. And I was like, all right.
She did say that it was 5 o'clock in the morning and she was at the club for a long time. So it probably wasn't a tree, but we'll just go with it was a tree.
Was like, and then a bear came and ate it. I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here?
And then Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz showed up.
All right.
That was crazy. Hey, what happened to Vegas, right?